Zimbabwe's cholera epidemic continues to spread and has now claimed over 1,000 lives since August. The latest UN figures include a new outbreak of hundreds of cases in Shegutu, near the capital Harare, which has been worst hit by the disease. The aid agency Oxfam has launched a £4 million appeal to tackle the epidemic and acute food shortage in Zimbabwe. And this all comes as the ruling ZANU-PF party holds its annual conference, with ministers saying the party is united. Meanwhile, today, the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference released a statement calling on the southern government to isolate Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. The spokesman of the conference is Cardinal Wilfred Napier, Archbishop of Durban. He says South Africa has a crucial role to play in the political impasse and accuses the government so far of lacking in political will.
I think the main idea here is that we've reached a point in Zimbabwe where it's not a crisis any longer, it's a disaster. And it's a disaster that's man-made, in fact, made by one man. And the only purpose for that disaster is he wants to cling on to power. And I think every interest of the church is in the common good. And I think that is definition of what good governance and a good government is. It's one that serves the common good of the people and not particular individuals or classes of individuals or groups or whatever. And I think that would be really the basis of our statement, that the common good has been completely left out of this equation in the present impasse, and that millions of people are now at the point of unbearable suffering. So we as church have to take some responsibility in calling for something to be done that's going to make a difference to that situation.